Hello, everybody. This is Paul Douglas, sort of cutting in here, as I quite often do on Glenn Miller's Moonlight Serenades. I want to swap a few questions and answers with the head man himself. And, Glenn, more or less seriously, let's get to the facts.
I'm listening and ready to go to work, Paul.
Well, I think almost everybody knows all about you, Glenn, that you were born in Iowa, went to school at the University of Colorado. They know how you got that first trombone, so let's skip the life story and get to a question that a lot of folks would like to have you answer. Now, they see your band, they like it, and they ask, how do you all keep that swell spirit up there day after day? And I'd like to know myself, what is the secret, Mr. Miller?
Well, one thing, we pay the boys, Paul. That sort of helps.
Well, I kind of asked for that one, but dead seriously, Glenn, what is the answer? After all, a band works long hours, traveling by bus most of the time. They must really get beat. How come they don't ever get down and have it affect the music?
Well, to answer you seriously, Paul, we start off by saying we got a swell gang, and that means a lot. We work hard together, but we also play together, and that means a lot, too. It may sound a little funny to say, but we're sort of like one happy family. Of course, we get a little tired once in a while and sort of let down, but then we meet a swell new gang of enthusiastic people. They're glad to see us, and, Paul, that makes us feel so good. You just aren't down anymore. We really get our kicks when the crowd starts breaking it up.
Well, I think that's the answer, Glenn. It sounds sort of like keep 'em flying. That's the real spirit. Now, a lot of the fans, too, want to know where you'll be heading this spring. So give us the lowdown. What's cooking?
Well, Paul, so far as we know, we'll be going for the coast soon to make another picture with Sonia Henie. The title is tentatively set as Iceland, I guess. And on the way back, we're going to stop out to see our friends in just as many places as possible. Everywhere we go, there'll be those moonlight serenades, of course, coming at you every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
And, man, they really satisfy.
Well, we aim to, Paul, and the best way we can do is just play the tunes you folks listen want to hear, so let us know your favorite. Now, time's up, folks, so for Paul Douglas and for me, so long, everybody.
Oh, that was swell, Glenn. Now, if I may butt in here...
Come right in, Paul. I'm sure everybody recognized that Paul Douglas baritone already.
Well, thanks, Glenn. Maybe they have. After all, it's been a good 2 years since we first started kicking around the dialogue on those moonlight serenades of yours.
And, Paul, you've always been, shall I say, very satisfying.
Well, wait a minute, Miller. I came up here to interview you.
Well, you can get me next time. This time, I'm asking all the questions.
Okay, I won't argue with the head man.
Well, the usual question first is, where were you born?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Born and raised there, and that's where I first started talking.
On the radio, you mean?
Yes, on the radio, I mean.
And how long ago was that, if I'm not too personal?
Well, I'll give my age slightly, all of about 14 years back, Glenn.
Brother, you must have practically teethed on a killer cycle.
Oh, yes, Glenn, in those days you did more than teethe on him. You sort of lived on him. You signed the station on around 7 o'clock in the morning, and just as likely as not, you put it to bed at 2 a.m. the following morning, and then if you turned around quick, you slept and put the station back on the air at 7 o'clock the same morning.
Well, how about that sports jive of yours, Paul? When did you get interested in athletics?
Well, that about the same time that you learned to play the trombone, Glenn. I just sort of played them and liked them and then talked about them. And, well, I really get my kicks at any kind of a ball game.
And what's this I hear about the acting department?
Well, that delves into the deep, dark, dank past. I might say that I have my initials on a few spears in various and sundry theaters around the country. My best performances are in Kane's Warehouse, probably.
Were you acting when you played to the Providence Steamrollers?
Well, I was a character actor, probably, under the bench. I did play a little stock, seriously, out where you went to school. I was a member of the Elitch's Garden Stock Company back in 1925. Had a good actor as a leading man, a fellow named Frederick March. You ever hear of him?
Yeah, I sort of do. The kid gets around in the movies a little now.
A little bit. Well, I did just look, Glenn, and I know the production department's given us that time's up cue, so let's forget our acting and just remind the folks to tune in this station every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday for Moonlight Serenade with lovely Marion Hutton, Ray Eberly, Tex Beneke, and all the boys.
Right, Paul, and don't forget, everybody, this is your program, and we want to play the tunes you like, so let us hear from you. This is Glenn Miller saying goodnight for Marion, Ray, Tex, and the Modern Airs, all the boys in the band. We'll be seeing you soon. And in the meantime, keep 'em flying.